Hello there, I'm Sam Stein.
And I'm Jason Cherkis.
Now, Jason, I'm not sure if you're aware about this, but this year, we're actually going to elect a new president.
No way. Yes. I've not seen any news about this.
No, well, then you haven't been paying attention. And to mark that occasion, we've launched a new podcast. It's called Candidate Confessional.
Wait, am I doing that with you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We've been recording this for a year.
That's right. Jeez. Oh, now I remember. It's actually a podcast, not about elections per se, but about the human drama and agony of running for office.
Okay, that might be a touch bit harsh, but let's put it another way. It's a series of interviews we conducted with politicians who've run for office and, well, they've lost.
And we talked to those who ran for president, to those who ran for student council.
And, you know, we realize that sometimes it's easy to get cynical about politics, especially when you're watching cable news all day and following it on Twitter.
Trump, he'll make anybody cynical.
All the time. Our podcast is an attempt to essentially prove you wrong. It's an attempt to get something that's more unvarnished, something about what life is really like on the campaign trail.
We put these candidates on like a therapist couch.
Essentially, and we ask them what impact it has on your family to... Well, what are the daily humiliations of life on the trail?
Here are just a few highlights from the season ahead.
The abortion Barbie moniker, in two simple words, sought to really define me.
You know, Mitt was never very comfortable talking about wealth. You know, he grew up in a family where very, very much the greatest good was not wealth.
I mean, I learned a lot of girl tricks during this thing.
What's the trick you've retained?
Oh, no. That's real money. You got to pay real money to get the girl tricks.
No.
You're not getting it out of me.
I looked down at my feet and someone had tossed or rolled Oreo cookies, meaning, oh, black on the outside, white on the inside, at me. And I'm like, what the hell is this bullshit?
It's hard to talk about the campaign without talking about Obamacare. Tell us how that phrase came about.
Well, I believe I thought it up. So.
I saw Lee Atwater put a reporter in a trunk once.
What's the worst thing you've done to a reporter?
I'm not an anti-press guy.
Second thing I was fearful of is running really hard and putting in all that time, losing and wanting to do it again.
Here's my view on the process of running for president. It's, life is full of assholes. And there's a lot of them in the political business and a lot of them in the journalism business. You have to understand this. Politics is a substitute for war.
So please, join us weekly. I beg you, join us weekly on Candidate Confessional.
Hell, tell your cousins.
Tell your uncles, your mother, your father. We start January 14th with our inaugural episode where we interview one, Dr. Howard Dean, about his famous 2004 campaign for the White House. Till then, happy trails.